flare this afternoon.
This is Dick Van Dyke with Flair. We have lots of things coming up on Flair. Boris Karloff with a word on child care. David Wade with another recipe. Bess Meyerson with advice about plants. And Stan Freeman, who's going to make sure we stay confused about modern art.
Stan Freeman is a teaming up with his piano. Hey, Stan, won't you play for us, please? Make it pretty, make it witty, but please unlock a ditty with those 88 black and white keys.
For Flair, this is Stan Freeman. You know, a friend of mine who paints very abstract paintings had me over one night, and one of the guests stopped before a canvas and said, "Ah, what's this? It's superb. What soul, what expression. It's a real step forward in art." And my friend said, "Yeah, that's where I clean the paint off my brushes." And come to the art show and see what they're painting today. Come to the art show. Look at nature in a brand new way. Well, that oil that looks just like a Spanish omelet. Did you ever see such talent and such skill? Why, no, it's really not a Spanish omelet. It's a tree upon a hill. Come to the art show. See the paintings new, the paintings bold and brave. Come to the art show. Take a look at art's new wave. That picture over there is a flock of pigeons. But to paint the pigeons simply wouldn't do. The reason that you don't see any pigeons is that the artist merely painted their bill and coo. Come to the art show. See the newest, most modern paintings yet. But I don't think the artist painted them on canvas at all. I think he painted them on. He must have painted them on. I'm sure he painted them on. On a bet.
Greco sings Everything I've Got, and there's a man from the Internal Revenue Service right here making sure he declares it all.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do. Everything I've got belongs to you. I've the powerful anesthesia in my fist and a perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are hammerlock holds, I've mastered a few. Everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get stuck each time I strike. You for me, me for you. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better or for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper for two. Everything I've got, everything I've got, yeah.
Flair's Ph.D., Dr. Fred Crosland, told me before the show that he once played piano with Sammy Kaye's and Blue Baron's orchestras. You think with all his degrees, he could have at least played with Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge.
Flair now reports on college and the knowledge in particular of all the many matters that are commonly curricular.
This is Dr. Fred Crossland speaking for Flair. As the director of admissions at New York University, I was the co-director of a science fair at which grade and high school students exhibited projects. These projects are judged by experts, and then the winners from all over the country compete at the Science Fair International. I was impressed by projects designed to measure the learning ability of animals, mazes to confound and stimulate perky little hamsters and scampering white mice seeking food. You know, we seem to know more about how poor, dumb animals learn than we do about the human learning process. It's extraordinarily important, it seems to me, to understand how people learn so we can improve teaching techniques and methods. A crash program in educational psychology could mean we are on the edge of a revolution in teaching. For example, what is so magical about the age of 5 or 6 as the starting age for formal schooling? Why do we teach arithmetic before algebra? Why do children naturally think so functionally? You ask a child, what is a hole? He answers, a hole is for digging. Think about it for a moment. What do we really know about human reason and intelligence? We can take great pride in the fact that all our scientists aren't searching space. Many are searching selves.
On Broadway, she was Guinevere, Queen of Camelot. On Flair, she's Julie Andrews, Queen of Song.
Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old bonnet set in place and a smile on your face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, little bit of business there. Bet that you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, 2 or 3. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, 2 or 3. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
Joe Layton talked with Alan Young of the Mr. Ed TV show. Joe was going to interview the talking horse, Mr. Ed, himself, but he had laryngitis.
From Gina to Marlin to Tarzan on down, Joe Layton circulating with the biggest stars in town.
With us today is actor Alan Young, who is the winner of 2 Emmys and is presently playing the title role in the Mr. Ed television series. Mr. Young, do I detect a slight British accent?
Yes, I was born in England, and I got rid of this accent, I thought, 12 years ago.
Well, why do you want to get rid of it? I thought it was rather charming.
Well, when I arrived in America, my agent said, you have enough accent to be confusing, not to be fascinating. So as I went to stay with his family who lived in Far Rockaway, and the accents there were altogether different than what I now know to be American accents, but I thought they were American accents. So pretty soon I had an accent that nearly sent me back to Scotland.
Have you been on British television, Mr. Young?
Yes, I was there 3 years ago and spent 2 years on British television.
Well, American television has been the subject of so much controversy in recent months, which I suppose you're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
How does it compare with British television? Is British television so pure?
Oh, by no means. They are falling into the same traps that we have fallen into, and I use the word traps, I guess, advisedly. Also, they are doing the same good things that we're doing, and doing them no better. It's the same television.
Well, what a letdown. That was Alan Young, star of the Mr. Ed TV series, and this is Joe Layton in Hollywood for Flair.
The Stan Kenton Orchestra with I Feel Pretty, a song from the great Leonard Bernstein score for West Side Story. And it's too bad Kenton couldn't afford a singer, because the lyrics of this song are really great. If something's murdering your houseplants, time to clear up the mystery with Flair's botanical homicide inspector, Bess Meyerson.
There's a million little things that Flair can do to brighten up your everyday. Our Bess Meyerson is top of the list, and anything she says should not be missed.
How are you at killing plants? I'm a whiz myself. You'd think with over 1,000 species of so-called houseplants in existence, one of them would like to live healthily and happily forever after with me. Actually, those of us without that green thumb can suffer from serious inferiority complexes. Up pops a withered leaf, and we're ready to quit. Most plants will produce a dead leaf or two on certain occasions. When they're brought home from the florist, for example, and exposed to a new atmosphere, a new balance of sunlight and humidity, they have to make an adjustment and may lose a leaf or two in the process. Most plants also have a resting period. At regular intervals during their growth, they'll take time off and rest. This can mean losing all their leaves and healthy appearance. Just don't panic. They'll get over it if you give them time. For us over-anxious gardeners, there are a few simple rules. Plants, for example, can suffer from steam heat, Keep your humidity count high and try opening your windows at least once a day to allow fresh, moist air to circulate in a stale room. Don't make the mistake of setting plants in pots that are too large. A large container can lead to waterlogged soil that will damage roots. There is no one rule about watering and soil. Some plants need a lot of water, others almost none. Certain plants do best in a loamy soil, while others are happier in peat moss or leaf mold. Better check with your florist. Now, aren't you encouraged to try it again? If your new plants are a success, let me know how you did it, will you?
Here's the Flair Inside story on the new all-night beauty parlors. And all you husbands had better hope your wives never get insomnia.
Hey, there's something a-brewing we'd like to tell you about. So another one of Flair's Inside stories is coming out.
This is the Inside Story with Alan Edwards.
$5 billion for beauty.
That's what it's estimated women spent last year in an effort to redo nature. Sometimes the effort goes to extraordinary limits. For instance, in Midtown Manhattan, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. The street's deserted. Only an occasional garbage truck or prowl car can be seen. But one store along the street is lit up like a Christmas tree. Inside, you can hear the following conversation.
You would like a permanent, Miss Katie?
Oh, no, just the usual, Antoine. Set it and touch it up. Oh, what time will I be out of here?
Well, it'll be around 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. I'll have just time enough for breakfast. My boss wants me to be in the office by 8.
It's a fact. There's an all-night beauty parlor going full blast in New York, and now branches are opening up all over the country. Just part of the booming search for beauty by American women. There are over 140,000 beauty salons in the country. And as near as anyone can guess, American women spend almost a billion hours a year in them, all told. One reason why...
The beautiful but dumb working girl is a thing of the past, but so is the homely, efficient one. Today, the modern American woman knows that good looks and efficiency go hand in hand.
But what I want to know, when do these girls get any sleep?
Bob Thompson Chorus is singing On the Street Where You Live. And if you live in a hospital zone, you better run out and tell him to sing a little softer.
Oh, that wonderful feeling, just such an overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear.
In salad bowl or casserole, what can we prepare?
A recipe made by David Wade.
That's gourmet cooking with a flair.
With all the conversation about astronauts and outer space, we can't help wondering sometimes how we will benefit from this. What will science find beyond the Earth's gravity, which will make our lives better, healthier, and more enjoyable? The greatest of all gifts to this planet Earth has always been and surely will continue to be sunlight. From light, we derive life, energy, and the miracle of growing things. The green leaves we see on all sides, including those we eat as vegetables, absorb about 80% of visible light. I suggest you try this particular recipe for spinach Creole style that will provide both taste appeal and nutrition. Now first you wash about 2 pounds of fresh, tender spinach in warm water with about 1 teaspoon of salt added. Next, place the spinach leaves into a saucepan without adding any additional water. You see, enough water will actually cling to the leaves during the washing process to cook the spinach thoroughly. Cover the saucepan and cook for only 2 minutes. Next, commandeer a 9 to 10 inch skillet and melt 2 tablespoons of butter or bacon drippings. When the butter is melted, remove the spinach from the saucepan and drain. Now add the spinach to the skillet with the melted fat and thoroughly mix. Simmer slowly for about 5 minutes and then partition about 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, and 1/8 teaspoon of ground nutmeg to be added to the spinach mixture. Toss thoroughly and serve hot. Flair Living and bon appetit.
Jerry Gray and the Pied Pipers are restringing the pearls. They ate too much of David Wade's spinach, now they don't know their own strength.
We have a string of pearls of happiness. Let's bring back this happiness, which we'll do.
Restringing the pearls.
Here's Don Cherry, whose real name, as I'm sure most of you all know, was Irving Maraschino.
Call the wheels together, man, call the depths too. Tell them all to meet me with the dance that used to do the rumble boogie. The mighty rumble boogie. You know the time is right, we're gonna do the rumble boogie tonight. Bring them from the candy stores and all around the block. Tell them to be ready, cause we'll soon be rocking to the rumble boogie. The mighty rumble boogie. You know the time is right, we're gonna do the rumble boogie tonight.
Yes, we're gonna rumble tonight.
Rumble boogie.
Jack Jones says, pick up the pieces.
What's the use of sitting and pining? I should be out dancing and dining. Been sad since can't remember when. It's time to pick up the pieces and start over again. I'm a fool for thinking we'll make up. There's someone new, why don't I wake up? Been down until the count of ten. It's time to pick up the pieces and start all over again. Only been in love just once, so can't you see that losing you is twice as hard for me? Gotta stop just crying my eyes out. I'll try to think. Everyone tries out. It won't be love at first, but then it's time to pick up the pieces and start all over again.
Has been brought to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.